Testing.
This is an interview with Julius Kolarik for the Leelanau Voices Oral History Project of the Leelanau History Historical Museum on March 16, 1995 at the Julius Kolarik home on 8631 Kolarik Road. The interviewer's name is Phyllis Kurjan. Julius, what school did you attend?
A whole day school.
And that was how far from your home?
1 mile.
Okay, when did you attend?
Must have been 1909 or 1910.
Okay, and you were there for about 6 years?
Up to, I was 16 years old when I quit.
Oh. Who was the teacher?
Well, I remember John Raimondo.
Okay.
And Mary Esch. She's pictured on that one there.
Okay.
Ruth Steimo. Molly Krapp. Agnes Kolinsky.
So was there a turnover of teachers, that the same teacher
and,
didn't stay very long?
The last one was Henry Buckstaller.
Okay, what grades were offered?
From first grade to eight.
Okay, and which grades did you complete?
Sixth grade.
Okay, how old were you when you started? Remember?
I must have been about 6 or 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were 16 years old when you finished.
Yeah.
Did you speak English at that time when you started school?
I didn't know much English when I started because Grandpa and Grandma were here,
uh-huh.
And all they talked was Bohemian, and my folks talked Bohemian, so, but I got along.
Did you have to learn English in school?
Oh yeah, I learned English in school, and then as I got older, a little,
mm-hmm.
more grades. Well, then you get along with the other kids and talk,
Did the teacher speak Bohemian, or did she require?
No, she was all English.
Okay. How many kids were in the classroom?
Well, at one time there was 40, over 40.
Did the teacher have any help?
No. Unless if some other eighth graders used to help, but I don't think so.
How was the school furnished? Now, Julius has a little diagram that he drew here. Would you explain the diagram?
This here?
Yes.
Well, here was the front door. That's the north side. And there was a room in here. Girls hang their clothes on this side. And their lunch buckets in here. There was a shelf in here. And the boys had their clothes on this side.
Where was the stove?
There was the stove in the center.
Who got the wood for the stove?
Teacher built the fire herself.
Did she?
Yeah, she started the fire in the morning.
Who?
And of course, then the bigger boys, she sent some of the bigger boys to fire up, later in the day, And there was Alice. See, Alice, but those are all double two-seaters. All of them, way up to here, smaller seats and larger.
Were the smaller seats were on one side, or the smaller
seats were
to the front?
On the end here, close to the end, the smaller
seats. Is this where the teacher was, right here?
That's the teacher. And here was a table with four extra kids in there. Here's a woodshed door into the woodshed, Yeah.
Was there any kind of lighting? Did they use candles or did they have electric lights?
No electric lights, just only time they used any light was when they had a Christmas party. But during the day, well, school was out, 4 o'clock, and everybody went home.
Okay, what time did you have to get to school?
Before 9.
Before 9?
Oh, yeah.
Now, did the teacher, what if you were late? Did the teacher do anything?
Yeah, she used to wanted to know why it was late.
Mm-hmm. Was there any punishment?
No. No, there was just.
Okay, what kind of clothes did the children wear in those days?
Well, used to wear overalls.
Overalls to school?
Yeah, rubber boots and old time boots in the winter, yeah.
How did you keep warm in the winter?
You mean in school?
Well, in school.
Well, used to play outdoors, noontime. Play outdoors in the snow. In the summertime, play ball. You know?
But how did you keep warm?
Well, I had good clothes.
Did you? What kind of clothes did you wear?
Oh, woolen clothes, yeah.
Woolen
good
clothes?
Wool.
Your mom make your clothes?
No, we used to buy them.
Did you?
Yeah, my folks did, you know.
Did you wear knickerbockers at all? Did you wear knickerbockers? Those pants that
came. Oh, yeah, I used to.
Did you wear
started,
those?
Yeah.
Then how did you get to school?
Walk.
Did you ever use horses?
Well, once in a while somebody would come down with the horses and sleigh, but not in the summertime, no.
Well,
just,
nice.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you do when you got to school?
Used to play outdoors until the bell rang.
Who rang the bell?
Teacher.
Did she?
Yeah.
And school started at 9 and ended at 4.
About 4, yeah.
That's a good long day.
I know.
What did the teacher do when the students left?
She used to collect papers and stuff. And, yeah. And, of course, some of them used to live at Holdick's, Bernie Holdick's. And at one time they lived at Henry Igler's, that's up there across from where Helen lives.
Oh.
So she'd walk across the swamp. That's where they come, from Alpers's, Igler's, Johnson's.
Well, that's quite a long walk, too, for her.
Yeah, there was, through the woods.
And she had to be there before the students were there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. What about the bathrooms? You used outhouses?
Yeah, outdoor plumbing. Too old.
Did you have to ask permission to use
yeah.
that? How did you do that? The one finger or two fingers?
One was for certain, you had to go pee, or you had to go over. Yeah.
And you put your coats in the front, in the boys' little coat room as you came into the building.
Here was the boys' hanging clothes. Here was the girls, and here was a shelf for lunch bucket. Yeah.
But did you have to bring your own supplies, like pencils and paper?
Yeah. Yeah, we had tablets, yeah.
Did you have to buy your books, or were the books supplied by the school?
No, that I really can't say. If we had to buy them or if the school furnished them, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Were there special events like spelling bees or speech contests?
Yeah, once in a while they had a spelling bee. Yeah.
Were there math contests at all? Were there math contests at all?
Not what I know.
Hey, what about, were there speech contests? speech. Did people get up and do speeches?
Oh, no.
No?
Well, maybe some of the eighth graders on Christmas. We used to have a Christmas party.
Well, what was the Christmas party like?
Well, they had a Christmas tree and exchanged a few gifts. And seems to me that, I don't know who furnished the cake and stuff, and cookies, you know.
Lots of good food, huh?
Yeah.
They sang Christmas songs then? Was there anything different that they did in those days?
No, I don't know. They used to sing, sing in the morning too when come into school. Yeah. What they call the flag.
Pledge Allegiance?
Yeah. That was quite often. Especially some teachers, yeah.
Okay, What classes were taught at the school?
Well, from first grade to eighth.
Okay, but was reading and writing?
Yeah, reading, writing, geography, history, spelling, arithmetic, five. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they have a time for the younger kids to lay down? Did you have recess in both the morning and the afternoon?
Once in a while, it might have been some kid was sleepy, but I don't remember of anybody sleeping.
I was thinking that perhaps some of those children who were in the first grade and were
small
might get tired. Okay, when you had recess, what kind of games did you play?
Play ball. And, winter time we play fox and goose, made of tracks around kind of like a ring. And, went across, and here was a ghoul. And if you weren't a ghoul, they couldn't touch you. Then they would chase each other around to tag you, call that fox and goose.
I think I remember that. How did everybody get along?
Oh, there was a few rows once in a while. Yeah. But it wasn't too bad.
Kids have a lot of fun?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
What do you remember most about what you enjoyed most about school?
You mean in playing school?
Well, just a memory of school that was, gives you special joy.
Well, geography was my best.
Was it?
And history. Yeah, because otherwise, yeah.
On lunchtime, how long did the lunchtime last?
Seems to me that we had 1 hour.
A whole hour?
1 hour or half, I don't remember now. Might have been half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where did you eat?
In the school.
In school?
Oh, yeah.
Did you eat outside when the weather was nice?
Yeah, when the weather was nice, and sit outdoors.
What kinds of food did you eat, did you bring to school?
Oh. Sometimes if we had fresh meat, well, a piece sandwich with fresh meat in, or I don't remember ever having button meat, bologna and stuff like that. It was eggs, boiled eggs, yeah.
Now some.
And sauce, peaches, and applesauce, or small can, yeah.
Sounds like a nice lunch.
Cake and cookies always, yeah.
Now some of the schools provided breakfast. Did they do that here? Was there ever like a pot of
and
soup on?
Seems to me last year when I went, or year before, they had hot cocoa in the wintertime. Cocoa or Folsom. Yeah. That was all. No other stuff to eat. You know, unless if you brought your own.
Did everybody always have a lunch?
Oh yeah.
How did the school provide for health? Did they have some kind of a school nurse to go around and check the kids for different problems?
Well, it seems to me one time that there was a county nurse came through, just visited school. That was only once what I remember.
Yeah, there's a different types of problems seem to go through schools. You know, one of them is head lice, and every year they're always checking the kids. Did they have problems with that then?
They had head lice because I brought them home too, you know.
How'd they treat them?
We used to use kerosene with I don't know if they put it in water or what, and get a good haircut first, and then that would kill them.
Well, after that, you couldn't get close enough to anybody to pass it on, could you?
Yeah.
Well, do you have memories of what your worst day at school was? Your worst day?
Oh, my worst day? Yeah, I don't know. I guess one time I was kind of, I didn't know, wasn't satisfied because I didn't pass one grade. I don't know what grade it was. You know. Of course, we had, I can see it now too, when there's so many kids in the school. Of course, some kids learn easier, and I was hard to learn. It was me and Joe Kirk, and three of us there. We didn't pass because the teacher shoved them other ones ahead, and we didn't. We had to roll back a grade.
It made you feel pretty bad.
Yeah. But I can see now that they didn't have enough time to give us a little more time, you know, for us, a little more time, us three, you know, to do something. But, you know, they pushed them ahead, the younger kids than we were. Of course, they were smarter. A little easier, so, yeah.
Did they have problems in those days with the school bullies and kids who were kind of hard on the younger kids? You know, same as we have
some
today in schools.
Not too much, though. No, well, there was always somebody that was, you know, more, sometimes you were scared of certain guy, you know, and he was mean to you or something, well, you kind of kept away from him. We had that, some.
Hey, what vacations did you have when you were in school?
Vacation? Potato vacation.
And how long was that?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, that was in last week in October. Last week in October and first week in November, I think.
Okay. And the kids, when they worked on the harvest, they really worked hard.
Yeah, they went, because then everybody raised potatoes around here. Yeah.
Okay, when you worked on the potato harvest, what do you remember about the weather?
No, it used to be all by hand digging. The hole, or a potato hook, and a bushel basket.
It's a lot of heavy work.
Oh, I know it. A lot of hard work.
The kids were glad to get back to school.
Oh, I know it. Yeah.
Was it particularly cold during that time?
Oh yeah, people there, I remember other kids had colds, you know.
I mean, was the weather cold during the potato harvest?
Yeah, sometimes it was wet, wet harvest too, yeah.
How long was your school year? When did school start?
Yeah, it seems to me that it started Labor Day, after Labor Day. Yeah. Then had 2 weeks vacation there.
And then you had Christmas vacation?
Just a couple of days.
Did you really?
I don't remember having a whole week off, just a few days between New Year's and Christmas, a little bit there.
Did you have an Easter vacation?
No.
No? Did you?
Not what I know of.
Did they ever call school off because of snowstorms and the weather?
Yeah, if the kids didn't get there, well, they wasn't there. That was it. Because I remember before we had any telephone here, you know, there was no telephone around here. Well, they couldn't let everybody know if there wasn't going to be school. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time, there was just three of us, three or four in school. Yeah.
Well, the teacher had time for everyone that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have plays at school? Did you have plays at school?
At one time we did. That was at Christmas time. Yeah. Christmas.
Were you in the play?
Oh, I might have been a couple of times. I can't say for sure.
Yeah. Now that you've been out of school for, say, 75 years, 74 years, what do you think of your education that you had in the one-room schoolhouse?
Well, of course, it was my fault, too, that I didn't get any farther. If I would have probably tended to it better, I probably would have got up higher. But I know if I would have had more education, I don't think I would have been a farmer. That's one thing. No.
But you left school in the sixth grade. And how old were you then?
16.
Well, you were 16.
That time, when you were big enough, strong enough, come on, work, and get out in the field. Yeah.
So, did you go on to school at all after you graduated? You went on to hard work.
Yeah, I stayed around here, worked, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, were your parents supportive of education?
Yeah, they were always telling me that I should learn more, but I don't know. When I got out of it once, well then, that was it.
Well, if you had, say you had gone on to high school, where would you have gone to high school?
I suppose Traverse City or Gore Sutton Bay had high school already.
Well, did Northport have a high school at that time?
They might have. I know Sutton Bay did.
But if you had gone on to, say if you went to Sutton Bay for high school, would you have had to live in Sutton Bay?
I would have had to live there, you know. Yeah.
Now, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Just one sister.
Just one sister? What was her name?
Genevieve. Yeah, it was 9 years difference between me and her.
You were older?
9 years.
Oh. And now you have these pictures over here.
She isn't on there any place. These are that was before yeah. She went to school.
Okay, this is a copy of the Leelanau Enterprise in 1963, but it shows a picture of the Hodek School.
Yeah.
At least of the school children. And this will be in the file.
Yeah.
Then.
That one is the same as this, I guess. Here's the older one. Here's me standing here. And Ruth Steimer from Sutton Bay. Here's Helen, your
my mother-in-law.
Yeah, your yeah.
Mary
Salacek. Here's Agnes, Viola, Joe Kirk, Matilda, Jenny Kirk, Christina, Delia Uppers, Ludmilla, Jerome's Ma, Mary Holdick, Bill Holdick, Vincent Salacek, Clarence Holdick, Hazel Igler, Emma Holdick, Lucille, Emma Kurt.
Yeah. We'll take some time and write those names down. You've got a pretty strong memory.
Yeah,
I can. How those people have changed through the years. Is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like to mention about your school years in the one-room schoolhouse?
No, I don't know. I always had a good time in school, you know.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I wanted to ask you about, in 1914, I think you were still in school, they were working on the church, the new church at St. Wenceslas.
Yeah.
Did you help build that?
Well, I helped, not much, though. I was pretty young, you know.
That's right, you were 10 years old. Do you remember the other boys helping?
Oh, yeah, a lot of these older ones, yeah, they all helped here.
Yeah, what did they do?
Oh, had to wheelbarrow the bricks up there and help with the mortar, make the mortar and stuff. Yeah, help with tearing lumber stuff, yeah. Of course, we had a lot of these are from the Uppers Road, see? Carl Uppers, Keller, Caroline Igler. Here's another Uppers. Minnie Igler. That's from up here. Katie Igler, Walter Holdick. So all of these came from the other side. Here, I guess there was more of them here. See, I got the knickers here yet.
Let's see.
I think.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because I hated them, I remember. Other kids had already longer pants. so I wanted one too.
Well, how old were you when you got your first pair of long pants?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can't remember?
I don't remember. Well, must have been up in 12, 14 years anyway. 12, 14 years old.
You must have finished school about 1918.
Yeah, because, yeah, I remember when the first war started. Yeah.
But in 1918, they had that big flu epidemic.
Yeah, that I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That was, the roads were shut off that time. People couldn't travel, you know, very far. Because they were, you weren't supposed to go any place much, you know. Yeah, that was pretty tough. There was a lot of people died that time.
Did you get
that
sick?
Year.
Were you sick at that time?
I don't think our family was sick, no. But a lot of other places were. A lot of families, yeah.
You have agreed to allow the Leelanau Voices Project to use the information you have related in this recording and have signed the Leelanau Voices Agreement on Use.
Yes.
Thank you very much.